Powder Ridge. If I don't get some shelter, oh yeah, I'm going to fade away. Rolling Stones. When the magazine Endeavor failed, it dawned on us that we weren't going to get paid. Even in the face of destitution, we felt that it was important to finish the project. My friends are good that way. Also, there was a big rock festival coming up in Powder Ridge that we didn't want to miss. It was that kind of priority that had kept us going through the summer. Between being broke and living on the edge of dysentery from a bad vegetarian diet, the concert was our light at the end of the tunnel. We were absolutely ecstatic the night of the festival. We had armed ourselves with a balanced diet of LSD, marijuana, and Boone's Farm apple wine. For those of you who have never experienced the quality of nausea brought on by a bottle of Boone's Farm, suffice it to say, it was the wine cooler of the 60s. Cocktails in tow, we made our way to Powder Ridge, a dopey little ski resort not far from New Haven. The crowd was huge, and it was grand. We hadn't really seen many people that summer. And there were women there. We hadn't been seeing them at all. The main artist playing that evening was a group called Rhinoceros. The band was kind of like the low-rent Fish of its time, or a Grateful Dead that didn't quite make the grade. It didn't matter to us. It could have been a bad bar mitzvah band for all we cared. We were just thrilled to be out and about. Once we had settled in on the hillside, it was time to take the LSD. My first trip had been an obvious horror show, and I wasn't going to let that happen again. I had brought John John the dog with me, and I felt that since he was living at a higher level than I was, he would watch over me and fend off any evil, bad vibrations, or juju that might be in the area. He would keep a safe circle around me. Chances are anyone who has thoughts as crazy as these before taking acid won't get any crazier. We'd just taken our LSD when it was announced that they needed folks to come down and help out with the parking. And we would get armbands. After a summer of feeling completely disenfranchised, we were about to become the man, or at least a very special adult safety patrol. And maybe we would even meet some ladies. And even if we didn't, we would still have the armbands. Our assignment was simple. All we had to do was make sure the cars entering the parking lot took a left. If they took a right, they would end up stuck on a hillside and they'd need tow trucks to get them out. That was it. That was all we had to do. So we stood out there for a while, armbands akimbo, informing all that passed by to turn left. The sun began to set slowly, and it was becoming more beautiful every millisecond. Now, beauty is always relative. On LSD, a beautiful sunset is not only a beautiful sunset. It is the beginning and the end of time as we know it. It is emblematic of all that is wondrous in nature. It is all of the joyousness of humanity expressed in the sky. It is how we are all connected to everything, and everything is connected to everything else. It simply becomes a symphony unto itself, and the colors stagger you, and you can't find the words to express all that you are feeling. Again, maybe you had to be there.